let's ponder the idea that if Satan knows the Bible verse by verse, he knows the whole history, he never died. And if you're Satan and you want to destroy God's plan to save the earth, save the land of Israel for his home on earth, for Jesus to come down and dwell in his temple on earth, and you're just absolutely trying to destroy that plan, which Jesus already won, when all his enemies are at his footstool, he will come down and reign on this physical earth. So if you're Satan, what kind of things would you do? Would you not twist the scriptures? Especially when it comes to the future of the land of Israel, promised to Abraham's seed. Would you not? Would you not try to divide people who call themselves Christians over that topic and thus hurt the nation of America politically to now say, no, let's not support Israel and protect Israel from all the bombs and the missiles pointed at her? Oh, we have all our reasons, right? Oh, yeah, they eat babies. You know, where does that come from? Could that not also be Satan? Putting that out in the ether? Putting that in the mind of the college schools and the campuses to create this negative energy against Israel and support Hamas, which is murderers? It's a whole murderous organization, just like Hezbollah. All of these things are demonically dark. All these wars, demonically dark. All this false religion, the Kabbalah, the Mecca, and the going around the cube, and the false worship on Friday, the false thing called the Quran, it all is a satanic plot to divide human beings. There's one Abraham, there's one Isaac, there's one Ishmael, there's one Keturah wife with, what, 6, 7 sons that were taught the ways of Abraham, the faith of Abraham. Everything goes back to Abraham, Eber, the family tree, Shem, Noah, the flood, post. The earth was rebooted, but the lies came in right away. Men didn't want to do what God said, which is be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth, to go out to the edges of the earth and spread the knowledge of the power of the flood, the glory of God, the rainbow. No, Satan said to Nimrod, no, let's pull God down, let's destroy his throne, let's try to stop him from building a beautiful thing on the earth, redemption, renewal. No, let's build a power of pride, a tower of pride. So this ancient battle wages on worse today than ever, because we've got the ability to teach people with the thing called a phone lies. The phone is the source of the lie. You're watching this, you're watching that, you're laughing at this, you're doing this movie series, you're lost, you're preoccupied, you're busy doing nothing. Nothing of eternal consequence. So if you're Satan and you hate Israel because of the destiny of Israel, wouldn't you try to divide the body of Christ over Israel? A burdensome stone, Zechariah 12. Jerusalem, it is a holy city. Melchizedek resided there. It's not changing. There's no new holy city like Rome or wherever, or Mecca. Those are not holy cities. The holy city is Jerusalem. It's called that in the Bible over and over again. Satan's trying to tell you it's not a special place, holy. The world system is trying to tell you it could be multiple religions there, and they will do that in the final hours of human history. They will have false religion in Jerusalem, but then the Antichrist or the son of perdition will sit in the Holy of Holies, and he will initiate the beautiful white horse coming down, destroy him once and for all, forever, done, thrown into the bottomless pit. There the beast will dwell. And as a human, as a regular Joe, as a so-called Christian, you have to hold on to that fundamental. Satan is very smart. You need to judge everything that you hear from a so-called biblical perspective by studying the word yourself, praying while you do so, asking the Holy Spirit to illumine your mind and heart, test every spirit, test every teaching and teacher. Do not accept things at face value for popularity or for the sense of having friends and a group to be a part of. Be willing to walk alone with God. Those people that do everything I've described here are the bride of Christ. They are the true descendants of Jesus and the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. They are his little brothers and sisters. They're part of the great family of God. They've been grafted into Abraham. Are you grafted into Abraham? Are you one of these willing to walk alone with Jesus, holding on to the truth like the Apostle John or Polycarp or Irenaeus, when the whole world was telling you you were wrong, and Gnosticism and empire worship and Jews were all fighting you? Are you willing to go to the fiery stake for what you believe, because it was given to you by God himself from the throne? I am that person you're listening to right now. I have received from the Lord his words from the scriptures, from the ancient texts, and I will continue to fight to know more and study more, but it'll only validate everything he's already shown me about Israel and the future of Israel and about the Holy Spirit and the power of God to heal people and to set people free from demonic oppression, possession, that he's the same, he's not changed. Satan wants you to believe God is not powerful, that God doesn't care about culture, that he doesn't care about universities teaching lies. He doesn't care about the globe being taught as truth when it's a total fabrication and a matrix. They're putting you on a spinning ball so you don't have anything. You're on a flying spaceship through nothingness, forever expanding into nothingness. That's Satan. That source is Satan. He twisted your mind, and you're not testing the lie. Why? Because you're afraid. Because you don't want to be different than your friends. You don't want to be alone. But that's all a lie from Satan as well. Because if Eve was willing to walk back to Adam and not walk to the tree, we would never have death in the earth. We would have never had this mess that we're in today. Jesus was a curse on the cross. He is fighting and destroying the curse. And you have to fight it by the power of his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only thing that gives you victory over lies.